this is Logan, and he is from fuckthegeek.com.
Right. This is the actual guy in fuckthegeek.com. This is the person you see in those videos. I just want to thank you for coming on the program with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, who you are, what you do.
Well, the name says it. I'm a geek. That's not an act I put on for it. If you take a look around my office, you'll see superheroes, monsters, dragons, all that fun stuff.
Where did you come up with the idea? Now, were you like I hate to use the word geek because it's kind of disparaging, but were you like that in high school and when you were growing up as well? Were you always a little shy or geeky or what have you? Or
hey, around this year, geek is not a bad word. I mean, the geeks are the ones who are taking over the world.
Yeah, the geeks, they have a grip on the world. They control everything. And look at this, Frank. They now have their hands all over the porn industry with fuckthegeek.com.
You took this geek image and parlayed it into a website, you know, Fuck the Geek, where you actually have coitus with fine young women. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me how you did that.
As many as possible, wherever possible.
Tell me how you did that. Because obviously, I'm sure you grew up in a conventional household where, you know, sex wasn't, you know, always discussed or pornography and whatnot. You know, how did this come about? Did you know somebody? Did you meet somebody? You know, what was the spark that lit this fire, my friend?
Well, it's just something that my wife and I have to give her a lot of the credit for it, too. You know, a geek by himself isn't all that exciting. So we were doing some different things, having some fun on the net, and it just grew and grew grew. And here we are
now,
13 years later,
you,
still doing it.
Now, you and your wife, I know you've said that you're in a swinging lifestyle. Isn't that correct?
Right.
Okay. So I guess, you know, that I guess was your start, was a swinging, and then that just evolved into the other thing. I wasn't aware that there's actually I just thought people swung. I just thought they did that in Southern California. I didn't realize that's all over
the
country.
They do it all over the world.
It's all over the world.
Yeah, this is a global thing. People marry and then they're tired of just that one woman, so they want to bring other women in and other dudes. They basically turn their living rooms into piles of people that are just pulsating and ejaculating. That's what they do.
That makes it sound a little gross, but yeah, I guess sometimes it could be.
I didn't mean to disparage the lifestyle of a swinger, but I mean, when I think of it, I think of it on a more grand scale. I think that you get married and then you decide you're a swinging couple and it escalates to the point where you're literally just 25 people fucking anything that you can get a dick into.
Yeah, we've been in situations like that. Those could be interesting.
Yeah. So now
you just gotta make sure you stick your dick in the right thing.
So now,
yeah, exactly. now,
yeah, that could get messy.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever inadvertently stuck it in somewhere else? Undesirable.
Into the wrong girl. Yeah.
Okay.
I did that once.
Okay, I mean, well, if you're
I stuck my dick and not knowing where it's going, sure.
What is the highest number of partners you've had at one time?
In one day, nine.
Nine people in one day?
Yeah, we filmed it.
Okay, and that was just one scene?
Well, it was more of a party. We call them fucking parties.
Okay, so you invite a lot of people over, and these are just friends? Like, people that you would normally have over for a 4th of July barbecue, you're having them over at a fucking party so everybody can just get wet, I guess. I don't know what else to say. It sounds crazy to me, of someone who's not in the lifestyle, but to you, I'm getting the sense that this is an everyday, just normal thing.
Sure, we keep all the girls locked up in the basement. I let them out every couple hours, bang the hell out of them, and... You know, then lock them back up again. Seriously, yeah, it's basically you're right. You get a bunch of friends together and see what happens.
Yeah,
and there's never any jealousy. You never get jealous. You know, if your wife's seeing you have a coitus with another woman, or vice versa. Swingers never get jealous. Is that correct?
It doesn't happen with us. I mean, the only way I would get jealous is if she doesn't let me watch her with the other girl. But do other swingers have it? Sure.
Is your relationship such that she can be with other girls but not other men? Is that the thing?
No. Aren't real swingers.
So you've seen her have sex with other men?
Sure. Big gangbangs.
Jesus Christ. Big, when you say gangbang, that's big to me. When you add big to gangbang, I picture a fucking stadium lined up. How do you, what qualifies a gangbang as being big?
I mean, we've had a house full of guys, 10, 15.
All comers? All comers, rain or shine? Like, or you have to know them? Because we have a guy who really is into this scene. His name is Ed.
Let's hold on a second though. What type of screening process is involved with this? I mean, people have to get tests or you know what is the because obviously you don't want to get somebody who's got open sores or Kaposi sarcoma all over his face or her.
Kaposi
you know
sarcoma? What?
Sure. I mean, you need to be careful and safety. Anything with swingers, you know, that's one thing I kind of hate about some of the porn that's out there is you see all these people fucking with no condoms.
So you're a condom.
So when you're swinging, you use condoms.
We shoot is with condoms.
Okay.
Every time, all the time.
So when do you put the condom on?
When? Before I fuck the girl.
Well, now hold, Logan. What you might not know about Frank is that he's a bit of a germaphobe. So when you say everything we do is with condoms, I think, Frank, I get the sense that that's something that it's a little bit of a relief to you. You're happy to hear that.
I'm very happy to hear that you were that. But I need to know. Like, so you get at this group of people here, but you don't use you're talking condoms strictly with intercourse or anal. You will not use, you'll go bareback with fellatio. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, 100% safe, but it's a lot safer than, you know, fucking with.
Yeah.
Now, when do you put the condom on as soon as you get a boner?
Frank, after he brushes his teeth in the morning, he puts one on just to be safe.
I wear two of them all day, so when it's time to go with the girl, I feel like I'm not wearing any.
See, the thing is, Frank has been with one woman, so he's never had a need to use a condom.
Yes,
it's a foreign concept to him.
I've been with I'm going to be 40 years old in June, and I've only been with one woman, and I'm happy about that.
But Logan, he has said
the condom on when it's ready.
He said that by the time that he's 40, Frank told me this, he wants to get into the swinging lifestyle. And his wife is an attractive piece, so maybe you should hook something up with him and his wife.
Listen to me. Logan, this is what I'm trying to convey to you. You're aware of pre-cum, correct?
Sure.
Okay. When you guys are all conglomerated, naked, writhing each, you know, all over, touching each other, there may be pre-cum that may be leaking all over the bed and everything. That's what I'm saying. Do you put the condom on as soon as you get a boner? Or is there possibly...
Well, I strongly recommend not licking the sheets.
Oh. Now, let me ask you a question. why is it... And listen, I'm not saying that... You know, why is it more acceptable for when you have a swinging situation? Why is it more acceptable for ladies to have sex with the ladies? Why is lesbianism more acceptable than homosexuality? Why is that? Have you ever been to a swingers?
That's the simplest answer in the world. What do you want to see? You want to see two fat, hairy guys banging each other?
You don't want to ask Frank that question.
Banging each other.
Because you're going to get a very different answer than you expect from Frank. He loves Frank's favorite thing, Logan, bear porn.
Shut up.
Okay.
Logan, have you ever been to a swingers party where two men had sex with each other?
Thankfully, no.
I see.
Not even accidentally? Like, have you ever been in a pile and then you get into it and you look down and then there's nuts under the hole?
I've come a little too close to some hairy male parts, but no, never that close.
Okay.
Logan, sometimes you'll see, I'll see a pornography movie where... I guess they call it double stuff or something, where a guy will
double penetration.
Yeah, and sometimes
you took Oreo's like number one product and just completely ruined it.
No, but Logan, sometimes I will see that the ding dongs actually touch each other. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the balls will touch. Have you? I mean, am I wrong in that?
And see, that's the main reason why I do not do double penetration, because I don't want to bump buglies with another guy.
Yeah. He doesn't want that.
You know, there's some things I just don't want to do.
You see, on fuckthegeek.com, it's Logan and broads. There's never going to be Logan and his buddy from the AV Club, I guess. You know, I haven't seen any of the movies on Fuck the Geek. Do you go with the storyline like you're just leaving your cubicle and all of a sudden you're home?
Oh,
and
come on.
It's just straight up fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the girls and their personalities. I mean, they've labeled that reality porn, but there's nothing realistic about a van driving down the street picking up a girl and then 20 guys bang her bareback.
Frank actually believed in he believed that Bang Bus was real.
Well, no, Logan,
yeah, there's a lot of people that do.
Logan, give me some of the I want you to tell me what's true and what's not. Is it true? Sometimes I'll see videos where a husband and wife search for a younger girl. They call it a babysitting or whatever. Is that all staged?
Everything is staged.
Are you serious?
There's no such thing as amateur porn that is not shot with a cell phone.
It's not legal unless you stage it. Anything with sex in it, the only thing that's real is when you see the girls flashing at Mardi Gras. That's about it.
And the other things now, Logan, and you run a porn site and you've been doing it for quite a while, but in that time, sites have sprung up all over the place. Like one I was about to mention, like YouPorn and RedTube. How do you compete with all the free porno that's out there?
It's been a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got people just giving away entire DVDs on some of these tube sites, and you just have to make sure you have something better to offer them. But it's hurt the whole business.
What is it that sets your site apart from all the other sites, like the Brazzers and all the other fucking supposedly great porn sites?
I mean, the site that you just mentioned is it's a pretty good site. I definitely would have nothing negative to say about it. I mean, you brought up Bang Bus before, and I don't have anything negative to say there either, other than the fact that, like I said, everything is staged.
Yeah.
What sets us apart is we try to portray true amateur girls.
Okay.
So, everything that's not a mainstream porn star gets labeled amateur, but, what's really an amateur?
Yeah, an amateur is... Here's how I can tell if a clip is a true-to-life amateur clip that was shot by just a couple fucking. You look at the floor. Do you see clothing and magazines and garbage all over the floor? And is she wearing a hooded sweatshirt? If that's true, it's definitely an amateur clip. Was it shot with a cell phone? Definitely an amateur clip. Otherwise, it's not. As you said, it's just a star we don't know yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, we shoot things a little bit more professionally than with our cell phones, but the key to me is that the girls having fun.
Now, yeah. Now, Logan, getting back to these girls, do you have a particular same group of women that you typically utilize, or are they different? And where do you find these women, and what kind of process do you have, screening process? You don't want to bring somebody like. Like that Warnus chick or whatever, that somebody who's going to kill people. You know what I'm saying?
What? I didn't hear about this.
I don't know.
We have gotten some real weirdos, so our screening process isn't foolproof. Depends on, depends on the girls. Some of them we've had coming back for years. We've had some girls. We have one girl who's been working with us for 10 years.
So 10, you know, 10 years.
You don't shoot with anyone else.
You know who I'm quite fond of is you have a girl who works for you called Lavender.
Yeah, she's going on 4 years.
She's one of your regulars, isn't that correct?
No, I haven't seen Lavender, Frank. What does Lavender look like?
She's a very pretty girl.
Logan, describe Lavender to me.
Lavender is about 5'7", big tits, bust. Busty Lavender is what she goes by. Sort of a redhead, very bouncy, bubbly personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think, other than her boobs, even if she didn't have the big boobs and the good body, she'd be popular just from, having the bubbly personality.
Have you ever had relations with a female who just disgusted you?
Absolutely.
And you just are a trooper and you go through with it anyway?
Got to do your job.
Any of them smell really terrible?
Oh, God.
Can you describe the worst
smell?
It's
funny that you mentioned the smell. That, I could tell you a story about that.
I'd love to hear it.
We
almost had to fumigate the studio after this one girl. Let's just say she decided to go granola.
Oh, fuck.
And she showed up for the shoot. You know what the term hirsute means, right?
No, I'm sorry. What is it?
She was hairier than me.
Oh, hairsuit. And I'm looking at fuckthegeek.com.
I probably pronounced it wrong. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, she was...
And
if you're into the bear porn, she was
Frank loves it. He watches nothing but bear porn. And also, he watches the clips where the girls put the fake horse tails in their assholes.
Yeah, what's that? Well, I don't understand that, but...
I can't answer about that. No, but this girl was hairy, smelly.
And you still did it?
Yeah.
Did you go down on her?
Did she go down on me?
No, did you go down on her?
No.
Oh, was she a little bit upset by that?
That I could not do.
Now, does your dick get tired after not having sex with 9 women? I mean, because I would think at this point, sex really...
I'm sore for days.
But you must get bored with sex, though.
How many scenes have you been a part of? Not filming, but starring in.
Been in at least 1,000.
1,000, and you still you enjoy what you do?
Sometimes.
Have you ever double teamed a girl? You know, I know you haven't done double stuff, but have you ever had it where
it's double penetration? For fuck's sake, Oreo's going to send us a letter.
Have you ever had it where you were performing anal in intercourse and another man was having fellatio? You know, did that ever happen?
Sure. That happens all the time.
Now,
did you ever ejaculate so hard into her ass that it hit the dick tip on the other, it hit the other guy's
Have I
dick?
Ever hit a different guy? Yeah, that has happened.
Oh my God. Has a man's ever hit you?
Don't lie, Logan.
Almost got hit.
Hesitation is
almost
a complete lie.
It came really close. I dove out of the way.
You almost got it where?
Yeah, that's going to happen. You can't control where the cum goes. You just have to watch where it's flying.
Now,
you just
how
fucking
do you
run.
The cum up?
Run like a goddamn grenade has been pulled and thrown into the room.
How do you clean it up? How do you clean the cum up? It's never hit the floor. What do you utilize to clean it?
I tell the guy to clean up your mess.
Oh, so what, you make him bring a Swiffer wet jet over and they just...
I mean, it doesn't really.
Logan,
there's not that much cum that it's all over the floor. Usually, it's on the blankets. You know, we haven't really had it covering the rug.
Have you ever thought of charging admission for people to watch you make the movies?
That's not really legal.
No,
it's not.
Logan, do you do this in a commercial area? Do you rent the studio space or?
Yeah, we have a studio.
Is it in your home?
No.
No. Okay. So
that wouldn't be. That's not too legal either.
Oh, that isn't legal. Okay. Now, everybody around you's cool with this. I mean, they know what you do.
Oh hell no! Our neighbors hate us.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. So now, did you at least try to keep it under wraps? I mean, you don't typically put up a picture of a vagina and say, "Porn shot here" on the front door. So you had like a code name or something, but I guess word got out. I mean, the
word got out, and then, you know, after we had a few dozen cop cars in front of the house,
You know what?
One
of our listeners here, his name is NorCal Murph. He says, "I thought they wore condoms. How is jizz going everywhere?"
Well, yeah, you want to get the cum shot, so you rip off the condom and you jizz.
So do you ever just, like, slightly cut the tip off of a condom so that it kind of has more pressure when it comes out, like a super soaker?
If you cut the tip off the condom, then it wouldn't be safe.
Well, no, I mean...
Kind of defeat the purpose.
This is the special money shot condom, where it creates a massive jet because it's being forced through a smaller hole. This is basic basic fluids as far as physics is concerned.
Wait, in the 2 seconds before I come, I'm going to cut the tip off and then come?
I thought you were a geek. I mean this project is right up your alley.
Yeah, but hey, I'm sure we could design a device that does that, but your typical condom, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
you cut the hole in the condom, it you know, tends to be useless.
Yeah.
Now, Logan, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but family dinners, family get-togethers, holidays, is your occupation not discussed?
No, my occupation, we don't discuss it.
Do they all know? It's just not mentioned?
Probably.
Because, I mean, we have cops in my family. I like to hear a few of the stories from their job. Like, oh, would you rest, you know, last week or whatever. We go around, we talk about our jobs and all that. But when it gets to you, I guess, at the old Thanksgiving table, they don't even bother. They don't even want to hear it.
Just pass me by.
Has there ever been a family member who said to you that they disapprove of what you're doing?
Sure.
And how do you react to that?
He probably fucked 10 more bitches that day and didn't give a shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the thing about fuckthegeek.com, it's Logan, and he bangs just basically any female that wanders in and gets past his filter of checking for scabs and carcinoma, right, Frank? Is that what you said?
Oh, sometimes we don't even get the scabs.
So
but
you,
yeah.
Hold on.
As long as they're breathing.
Hold on. So sometimes someone with a scab fucking gets through, someone with like a questionable blemish down there.
Oh, we had a girl that had a I don't want to gross out your listeners.
No, we love gross.
You
want
to hear the scab story?
I want to hear.
Of course, we want to hear.
Logan, I want to tell you right now. Yeah. I want
to
hear the grossest shit.
To this day,
shit.
We call this girl Scabby.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
She had a mental issue that caused her to pick her skin.
Okay, go on. You can't.
So
by the way,
she would gouge her skin open because, well, she was nuts.
And where was the scab?
She got up and she spent probably 3 hours before we started shooting trying to cover all this up.
Oh, it's not...
To this day, I have no idea why we didn't just tell her to get out.
So wait, hold on. How many scabs are we talking here?
Her entire body.
Jesus Christ! A fucking leopard walks into your studio and you don't turn her away?
Weren't you afraid that
she,
you
she
know...
was friends with one of our other girls, so...
It was a pity fuck.
Holy shit. She has skin like the aliens of that Fox show Alien Nation. Just fucking red spots everywhere.
Now, assuming
it looks pretty much like that, yeah.
Assuming the woman is free of diseases, have you ever refused a woman to have coitus with?
Yeah.
And I think you had told me that the reason is because if they're too desperate, you won't do it. Is that correct?
Or if they just sound too stupid. I mean, I know a lot of other people shoot girls and try to make them appear dumb. But, yeah, if the girl is just too clueless, I don't want to shoot her.
So, now, will you have sex with a senior citizen?
Well, I'm approaching that myself, so...
How old a guy are you, Logan?
40.
You're 40 years old? Oh, well, you know what, Frank...
He's almost my age.
Frank,
I mean...
Frank is 40 years old.
I'm going to be 40. I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, he's really fighting it.
I'm fighting it, Logan.
He's going to lose.
You can't fight time.
That's right.
Now, Logan, have you ever had somebody from high school recognize you?
Yeah.
And what is it awkward? Do you have the attitude where you just have a matter-of-fact attitude, you just let it roll off your back? I mean, yeah, this is what you do. You know, you don't care who knows. Is that how it is? Is it?
I mean, you can't do it for this long and still worry about that.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, were you a little like shy or embarrassed if somebody would recognize you?
At first, but after it happens a few times, and
were you always like
you, know,
a,
you get used to it?
Would you consider yourself like a deviant at all?
No, why?
Because I don't you. To me, it seems like a very devious day-to-day job. I mean, you fuck strangers. You know, I mean, you know what I mean.
But it's entertainment. I mean, we're putting out something that makes people happy.
Absolutely,
so, no, I don't feel there's anything deviant about it.
Obviously, I have no issue with it, and I do recognize that some of the things that I watch are pretty devious. But I mean. It's not something that is as widely as accepted as it probably will be in the future, and as it wasn't 10 years ago either. And you still were doing it. And when did you start? Was it 97?
97, yeah.
Yeah. So you've been doing this for quite a while. And it, only now, I think, is it's starting to gain acceptance, but not to the point where it's like, oh, he's, this guy just does porn. People kind of hear that, and it's a little bit of a stigma put on you.
Well, here's the thing, is everyone wants to watch porn, whether they admit it or not,
yeah.
even if they're doing it, you know, by alone or with their spouse in the privacy of their home. They're all watching it.
Yeah, Frank
watches
it. They
just don't want to admit to it, talk about it, or know someone who actually does it. But, you know, I mean, we're providing something that entertains people, that ultimately makes them happy, and I could feel good about that. As opposed to, there's plenty of other things in the world that people are doing that they shouldn't feel good about.
Well, that's good. So you have a positive outlook.
But yet those things are accepted.
So to you, this wasn't like some kind of get-rich-quick type scheme. It's just something that you enjoyed doing, and you found a way to make a living off of it.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who's thinking that, oh, I'll do porn because I'll get rich quick, that's not going to happen. It's a, like any job, like any business. It's hard work. It takes time.
Did you ever get to the point where you're set to shoot a scene, and all of a sudden, you are not responding to the stimulation? You just can't get it up. Has that ever happened to you?
After a long day, that's probably about it. But they have pills for that.
Oh. Now, Frank, this happens to Frank all the time. And I told him that he can have
pills.
That's
not nice to
say
that.
I'm sorry, what happened? I don't know. I didn't mean to expose it, Frank. I'm sorry.
But if you're having sex with 9 different women, you're not shooting loads 9 different times, are you? Because at the end, you're just shooting air, aren't you?
Yeah, no, you don't. I'm not that much of a machine.
Yeah, so...
Now, Logan, let me ask you a question. You ever just film lesbian scenes? Just women
sure,
and women?
I love that.
Yeah?
That's loads of fun.
Do you allow guests?
Depends on whether the girls want guests.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Logan. As we've said before, Frank is a 40-year-old man. He has been with one woman his entire life. One thing that he has on his, let's just say it, even though it's been oversaid, bucket list, is to see two women in person engaged in lovemaking. Logan, would you be able to make this happen for Frank?
That would be pretty easy.
Say what?
Now, the thing is, Frank, you have to appear in the video.
No!
You have to wear a dunce cap and sit in the corner while they spit on you.
Yep, holding your putt in your hand and singing a song. That's what we want.
No. Well, Logan, I this has been a pleasure.
It really has. Do you think that maybe Frank could interview you on location and just hang by to see a shoot? Because this is like the Make-A-Wish
portion of
the show.
You know, when I found out about you, Logan, it was like discovering plutonium. Because I thought that I had to go to Southern California to meet a porn guy. And there's one right in my backyard, pretty much.
Sure, there's lots of us here.
So
there's porn people everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, with the internet, Frank, it basically made porn... possible to
Logan,
anybody could make it and sell it and deliver it.
Real quickly, are you allowed to tell me of a swinger where there's a swingers club in New Jersey? Are you allowed to tell me that, or is that
the
private?
Exact address or
no? Like, where is there? Could you tell me the? Because I'm assuming
what Frank wants to ask you, Frank. I'll handle
this. Do you know how to use Google?
No, he doesn't.
Well, a lot of times
he really doesn't.
Type in swing club New Jersey, you'll find a list.
We just found one here. Our buddy that's listening right now, Gambit, put swinglifestyle.com, and they have a New Jersey section on their site. So, Frank, you could go there. The thing is,
yeah,
Logan...
I mean, they're all over the place. Some of them are physical buildings. Some of them are, you know...
What, just tents in the woods?
Like the traveling card games.
Jeez. And they're just mapped... If you go to somebody's house, do they just put
fucking
mattresses
VFW.
In a living
room? Like the beginning fights in Rocky. You just go to a church... Fucking hold it there. Jesus. So
sorry, I didn't hear that.
And that's okay. What Frank wanted to ask you, and he's uncomfortable, he wanted to know if you would accompany him to a swing party.
No, I don't,
Yeah,
I don't
two
want,
guys
no.
going to a swing club, it's no. kind of not a swing club anymore.
You know what I noticed?
They call those
Logan,
gay bars.
He'll put
a
on a wig.
A lot of times a swing club will accept single women, but not single men. Have you noticed that?
Sure.
Why is
you
that?
You know, again, it's... because they don't want more guys.
Yeah, there's enough girls. There's enough fucking guys.
Now, Logan, what Ken asked you before, will you complete my bucket list and allow that one of my bucket lists to come true, and one day in the near future, allow me to watch you film two women having relations with each other?
Yeah, we could do that.
We'll make it happen.
That's easy.
Now, I don't want any dick involved, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
just vagina.
Well, if it's two women and one of them has a dick, then it's not two women.
Well, now Frank, are you going to be comfortable going in there knowing that the floors have had pre-cum on them and the seats?
Our floors don't have pre-cum on them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, would you be offended if I wore plastic bags on my shoes? Would you be offended?
Yeah, you know what? Wear medical scrubs, gloves, the whole bit.
Painting outfit, Frank.
I don't want to offend you. Logan, if I wear latex gloves, I won't offend you, will I?
He's going to come in there looking like Outbreak.
No, we'll turn the cameras on you and laugh our asses off at you.
He doesn't want
this
the
is exciting.
The thing is, I don't think you don't want the camera on you, do you?
No, I don't want the camera. Logan, you got to listen to
But if you're wearing latex gloves and a mask, we're turning it on you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Because that's funny.
Yeah, Frank, if you just did jumping jacks while the girls are doing their thing in the background, that would probably be the greatest clip of all time. On fuckthegeek.com, and Logan is the sole proprietor of this website. Don't
leave out my wife, Vixen. I'm not the sole proprietor.
That's true.
I'm the sole geek.
We have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Logan from fuckthegeek.com. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jinjin.
Jen, how are you?
Hi, Jen.
I'm doing good. Hi.
They want to come be on my site, is that?
Yeah, I want in. How do I do it?
You want in?
Now, this, yeah. Cool. Jen is a Southern girl, so I don't know if you take Southern girls.
Of course we take Southern girls.
So you heard
Southern
her voice, and instantly you wanted her on the site.
Sure.
So, Jen, you didn't really have to do much but just say hello.
Oh, awesome.
Well, now, Jen...
How much do I make?
Now, Logan, what is it that you want to do with this scene for Jen? Why don't you describe what she's going to have to do?
Oh, I don't know.
bake muffins or something. Well, I don't know.
You know, I would love it if a girl would bake muffins for me. That would probably turn me on.
What if she shit into the middle of the muffins? And turned it...
That's a little gross.
And you open a new site, scatthegeek.com.
No, but we do shoot porn with girls covering themselves in the muffins.
That's all they have to do is just put food on themselves?
Sure.
God, if I had a fucking vagina, I'd own everything.
I can do
I would put fucking cake on me today.
I think the site name pretty much says that she has to come and fuck the geek.
Okay, well... So, Jen, are you into, have you been to fuckthegeek.com, Jen?
No, but I'm going to.
Well, why don't you go there now and take a look at Logan and see what he's doing to some of these girls, and let's get your honest reaction and see.
And if you don't find me completely gross.
Now, you said that a little self-deprecating. Do any of the girls come there and are disappointed by how you look? Is that
sure.
What?
I mean, come on, look at me. Of course they're disappointed in how I look.
Has a girl ever turned away and left because they didn't want to have sex with you?
Sure.
And do you get sad and get depressed when that happens? Or
before they
know.
Before they
I know
leave.
What I look
oh,
like.
It's not that bad.
Thank you.
So Jen is saying that you're not that bad. Which indicates that you're slightly bad.
To me, that's not that bad as a compliment.
Okay.
It is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
No, I'm not insulted.
So
I've been told much worse.
So Jen is probably going to be featured on fuckthegeek.com.
There you go. And maybe we can get her with another girl and you can fulfill your fantasy that
there
way.
There you go, Frank. Frank, that's...
If she likes other girls, that is.
Sure.
She'll do it for
if
Frank.
If not, maybe I can wear a dress and that'll take care of it.
Oh, boy.
Well, you'll have to tuck it back and put lipstick on. That's the
now,
only way.
Now, Logan, I have a friend of mine called Apeface Magoo, and perhaps he can meet there, too.
Oh, Frank, Apeface Magoo is at your house right now?
Yeah, what's going on here? Hey. Hey.
Hey, Face, how are you?
Hey, how you doing there? No, no, listen, I got to go. I got to go. I got things to do.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I see you, Hope.
Oh, but Logan,
That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
I apologize. I had a lot of fun with this. Logan's a good sport.
Logan, I have to say, it's been fun having you on the show.
I had fun. Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, we work out a deal and Frank gets to see something or something like that.
Yeah, and don't forget me, Logan. You know, so you got my email. Next time you have two broads just doing it together, you shoot me a thing or something and say, hey, Frank, you know, let's we got something going here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much, John.
Sounds like a plan. And any other girls who want to appear, just send me an email. Go to fuckthegeek.com and click the email link.
Well, we're actually getting a call from a girl who wants to be in right now, Jeff. From the What Show, you're on. You're on with Logan from.
This is Robert from Syosset.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert.
He's just kidding around, Logan. He's just messing with you.
What's up,
Mr. the Geek? I too am a geek, and I was wondering, can we do some sort of couples movie, some double geek action with the girls?
What, like a buddy film, something like that? Have you ever considered doing?
Yeah, that's not a good geek voice.
No, but it's a very perfect
That's
impression
more of
our friend.
Director voice.
This is only the voice my mother gave me. No. Ma, sandwich!
It's a very dead-on impression of our friend, Spandy Man, who is a guy who's kind of handicapped, and all he does, Logan, is wear spandex, because it's the only thing in life that'll comfort him and make him feel loved.
That's not all I do. I also abuse narcotics.
Oh, that's true.
There's special fetish sites for that.
Yeah.
There's also professional help that you could seek.
Logan, real quickly, is there something you won't do? I mean, you won't do like scat?
There's lots of things I won't do.
Well, what are some of the things you won't do?
Some of the things I won't do? The obvious, animals, children.
Well, I mean, obviously legal things that you won't do.
Yeah, I mean, bodily fluids.
I definitely wouldn't murder people. I wouldn't burn down buildings on film. No, legal things that you wouldn't do.
Legal thing that I wouldn't do? Fuck another dude.
Have you ever had a woman piss on you?
Oh, God, no. I just said no bodily fluids.
Oh, no bodily
fluids? Disgusting bodily fluids.
Do you see how it is? Frank is such a fan of you now. You wear condoms during all your scenes, and you detest.
Yeah, why is it that radio guys always want to do things involving piss and shit?
Because it's the only thing that really gets us through the day. When you think about it, when we have to think of new things, we try to look at our life experience, and a lot of us haven't really had much, except for the fact that we've just shat out our cornflakes over the course of three shits. So if that's the most prevalent event in our lives, that's what we tend to talk about. And when we talk about it, we become obsessed with shitting and pissing. And Dan Marino, if you're on Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11, heroestalk.com. Now, Logan, again, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Everybody should go to fuckthegeek.com and see some of Logan's work. Logan, if you had to recommend one scene out of all the scenes you've ever done on fuckthegeek.com, which starlet would be involved?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. They're all great. I can't pick one.
You have to pick one.
Oh, actually, my wife just reminded me. Sure, I can. Well, they were asking for a specific scene.
Now, is your wife featured in any of the scenes with you?
Of course she is.
I'm sorry, I didn't know she was in the business.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning. She's Vixen.
She's Vixen.
Oh, now, Frank, have you ever seen any of Vixen's work?
She does a lot of the fucking parties, doesn't she?
Every one of them.
Yeah, but isn't that like with the other, like they'll like have other web related women across the who have different websites and they have parties? Is that what it is, pretty much, Logan?
The fucking parties, we are the fucking party.
Yeah, but you'll have like women who have like other women who have internet sites and you bring them all together. I thought that's what it was.
Everyone comes together. We have a big party, fucking party, and everyone has a good time.
Now, what kind of snacks do you put out the fucking salsas, any kind of Sabra hummus dip, Anything like that?
We've had 12-foot subs at our fucking party.
Fuck. I couldn't think of something that I would rather eat less than a fucking 12-foot sub.
Now, Logan, let me ask you a question, and be honest with me.
When people sweat, they smell like fucking 12-foot subs.
When you have the food mixed with, like, the cum, do you eat first and then fuck so you don't have the – you know, you don't want some guy taking his dick out and shooting his load and then having cum on his hand and then taking a piece of the sandwich, right?
You know, that's a – you kind of keep the food in the other room.
No, I'd bring one in.
Yeah, you don't accidentally jizz on the sandwich.
I'd bring one in. I'm good. I drive and eat. Why wouldn't I do this and eat? I'd go to the fucking party and enjoy some of this nice Italian sub he's got put out there. That's what I would do. No pretzels, though? I mean, seriously. Pretzels. Roll gold. Come on. Anyway, Logan.
There you go. You just keep the food in the other room, keep the sex in one room, and you're fine.
Well, I'm combining both. If I'm going to this fucking party, I'm bringing the cauliflower platter and putting it on somebody's back. Well, thank you
much.
Logan, I really appreciate
thank
you calling
so much.
In. Thank you for telling us about your site, fuckthegeek.com.
And thank you very much for having me. I had a good time.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right, Frank. That's your first booking, Logan,
yes.
From fuckthegeek.com. Now, how do you think that went?
I thought he was a great sport. I thought it was fun. I think you thought it was fun, too.
I did, and I have to say, I didn't expect it to go as well as it did. Why don't we take a break here, Frank? This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your what, Frank?
The thing you do with your eyes and the place to be.
Yeah, okay, kind of.